I'm Davin Eldridge with BPR News. Calling all cat lovers, Western North Carolina is home to the newly opened American Museum of the House Cat. Nestled alongside U.S. Highway 441 in the quiet Jackson County community of Savannah stands the brand new American Museum of the House Cat. The museum opened on April 1st, and no joke, it really is a celebration of the domesticated cat.
So I've been by hoping to have a museum. I had a dream. I wanted to have a shelter.
That's museum owner and operator Dr. Harold Sims, a.k.a. Catman.
I worked hard to make the dream come true. I wanted to have a museum someday. I've always loved museums. As a kid, I always wanted to go to the museum when I went to New York.
The museum is more than 30 years in the making, a private collection which began as a way to kill time at yard sales. It's morphed into a fascination pursued mostly these days with the help of eBay.
Paid the guy $5 for the picture of this cat sleeping in the little bed here.
All the items here come with a rich history, which the 82-year-old Catman loves to share.
All of these toys on the lower shelves here were Japanese. Yeah, Japanese or Chinese. Whoa. Or German in some cases. Some of them made in France. Some of them, this was made in Tibet.
Oh, wow.
Paper mache. German, you can usually tell they have more of a sinister look to them than the Japanese things do. I don't know why, but Japanese are more, you know, dainty and, you know.
There are more than 5,000 cat-like items on display here at the museum. A lone tabby sits perched, tall as a toddler, greeting each visitor as they enter. It's carved from the wood of some long-gone forest in Borneo, at a time when the island was a British colony. Around the corner, a troop of tomcats lies in wait, dancing and fiddling before a portrait of the Alps. No bigger than a thimble, each was sculpted from bronze in Austria over a century ago. Turn the corner again, and you'll see ancient kitty talismans from Egypt, where cats were actually worshipped as gods. And on a nearby wall, paintings of pussycats by Andy Warhol can be found, amid other antique pictures, tapestries, and advertisements.
They were done during his early so-called Picasso period, when he wasn't very popular.
All the proceeds from admissions to the museum go toward funding a cat shelter up the road Catman founded in 2002. So far, he's just barely broke even, charging $5 a head. Last month, a total of 180 people showed up.
So we have a hard time raising money. This is a very poor part of the county. People here from farming backgrounds for the most part. They don't have a lot of money to give.
Since opening, Catman is proud of the work his shelter has done, adopting more than 3,000 cats to date.
Well, we're making big progress. Yeah, big progress. We've reduced the number of cats killed here by hundreds of cats years ago to no cats this year so far.
He hopes the museum will not only help sustain the work of his shelter, but that it will spread word about it and vice versa.
People have come here from New Zealand, from Sweden, from Norway.
I haven't had anybody offer
to buy anything because I don't want to sell anything. I want to preserve this because I got this collection together over 30 years of my life. If this is making money and can support the shelter, which is for sale, and can run it the way I want it to be run, I'll give it to them for a really good price.
But then as the tour drew closer to the end, I had to ask him.
What is it about the cat that you love so much?
Because the cat's independent. It doesn't need anybody. Any other animal in the world, including ourselves, could not survive by itself. If we were all wiped out tomorrow, the cat would be the one thing that could survive. The dog can't live alone. The dog has to have something to look up to, an alpha dog. There are no alpha cats. Every cat's his own alpha. They have faith in themselves. I have faith in myself.
And so it's Catman's hope that his cat shelter and museum, indeed his life's work, can live on and survive on their own, just like the modern house cat. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.
Roll around, round, round, round. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. I love cats.
cats.